Good morning. Two things. First, a word on the readings. The way to destroy your enemies is not by thrusting a spear through their heart. The way to destroy your enemies is through Christian love. Fallen Adam within us, the fallen man within us, says that's naive, that's not how the world works. And it's true in one sense. There's nothing earthly within you which has any room where forgiveness and love of enemy makes any sense at all. But as St. Paul points out, it's not just the earthly within us, but it's also the heavenly. It's the image of God imprinted upon us and the Spirit of God poured within our hearts. And to remember that we too were once enemies of God. You had made yourself an enemy of God. And how did God win our hearts? He didn't destroy humanity en masse, though he could have. Gone. No, we had made ourselves enemies of God. And he came among us and he died upon the cross so that when the lance was thrust through his heart, he might win many over to the open heart of the Savior. And so we went from being enemies of God to now friends and children of God. And this is what he invites us into. In this Sermon on the Plain, he reveals a mystery of the kingdom of God, and he invites us and draws our heart into that. To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Take two brothers, brothers from ages past, who almost from the very beginning had a hatred for one another and an animosity. And over the centuries, these two people have so much blood on both of their hands, and that there's nothing but anger and hatred for both. That with hardly, with no room in their vocabulary, in anything for this understanding of Christian love or the cross, there is no human solution for those two brothers. The only thing and the only solution is heavenly, and it's the cross. Or to take something even much more, admittedly very mundane and simple, it was a story I'd heard years ago. But you know how some things just sort of stick with you for some reason? For whatever reason, there's lots that I forget instantly. But this was a story I'd heard. It was about a man who was something of a mystic, Rich Mullins. And he had died in 1997, and people were talking about their encounters with him, different stories of his life. And there was one who told the story of that they had been in this huge blowout, screaming argument with him one rainy night. And it was one in which They had just been throwing insults and all sorts of anger and all sorts of vile words at each other. And it didn't end well. They didn't just hug it out. But in fact, Richard just stormed off and left it at that. But the next morning, he says, he gets up and he's getting his coffee, and all of a sudden he hears like the sound of this lawnmower. His wife's in bed and kids are little, and looks out and here's Rich mowing his lawn. And he says, I've never learned a lesson about what forgiveness and love of enemies actually looks like. But there was something in Rich that understood that forgiveness is the deepest form of love, but it's one in which it's not just saying the words of forgiveness, although that's important, but it's about forgiveness and love of enemy becoming incarnate. That forgiveness and then actively doing good for your enemy. That this is what the kingdom of heaven looks like. This is what Jesus calls you to. It's what he calls and draws our hearts into. So that they might continually be won over to the open heart, the opened, pierced heart of our Savior. The other thing which I promise is completely unrelated, I hope for all of us, is as you've seen in the news for over the last week, Pope Francis has been in the hospital. And yesterday, they announced that his condition is now critical. So the church has asked us to pray for him. As he is our Father, he is our Holy Father. And so I hope you do. I hope you pray for our Holy Father. But instead of just saying, everyone, if you could pray for our Holy Father today, to pray together as a parish for him. Pope Francis has a great devotion to Mary, our mother. And so together as a parish, we're going to turn to her and we're going to entrust him and the church into her hands. And we'll pray one decade of the rosary, together praying both parts. Please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.